Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business. Okay, I am back. Welcome to the Confident Healer Season 2. Yes, there are seasons. Hello, my name is Sharmila Mali, and I am your hostess. And why did I do seasons? Because I wanted to take a break from the podcast. It can be a bit of a rigmarole. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but, you know, thinking of topics to talk about and looking up people and trying to contact them and schedule them, you know, I wanted to take a break. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to do my best to put these on YouTube because they're all Zoom files. So hopefully I will be able to do that, especially with this first episode of season 2. So a lot has happened since May, since the last episode that I recorded. And I wanted to give you an update about, well, about me and the Confident Healer. Anyway, no, seriously, I had an amazing transformation, an amazing personal transformation. And I didn't expect it when I started it out. You know, the whole reason why I did this was to interview other people who do similar things to me, so, you know, something very esoteric, energy healing. And it's always been hard for me to talk about because I felt self-conscious and I didn't feel confident talking about it to people that I didn't know or wanted to know more. And so I embarked on this project of the Confident Healer podcast to explore and find out what makes other healers confident in putting themselves out there to market themselves in order to have people buy from them and they can help them and be able to support themselves. So doing that, I noticed earlier this year around January, February, I was getting more comfortable doing solo casts because I wasn't comfortable doing them. And I was only doing them because they were fillers because I didn't have anybody that week to interview. And I noticed I was getting more comfortable. And I think I said that in a couple of those solo casts from February, that I was feeling more comfortable and confident about speaking, using my throat chakra. And then I have been taking this karmic soul Reiki with Kesley, who was on episode 3, and I interviewed her again because she's been channeling Usui, who brought Reiki into the world back in the early 1900s in Japan. And so she's been channeling him. What does that mean? That means that she is she also does medium work. And since he's dead, not in the corporal body anymore, he spontaneously came to her while she was doing an attunement and took over and started doing the attunement and the Reiki attunement. And then she started channeling him and he was talking to her. So she started writing things down and he was like, I want to teach the Reiki that I've been wanting to teach. The way that it's being taught now is, you know, it's changed because humanity's changed. And he felt like back then people weren't ready for it because it's a lot of visualization rather than the hands-on healing that we've all come to know and love. Reiki. And so I was in her class. So why am I telling you this? So I was taking her class, her Reiki level, karmic soul Reiki level 1, channeled by Usui. And during one of the attunements, there's 5 attunements in this karmic soul Reiki. And during one of them, she was like, oh, you know, he's going to give you a gift. And before she even said that, I put my hands out and I could feel him giving me something. Yes, the spirit, the energy of Usui giving me something. And I put my hand out and then I put it into my third chakra, which is my solar plexus. And I asked him what it was. And he said it was confidence. Dum, dum, dum. I know, right? Shit's cray. So that was happening. And what we got from that, because we talked about it after class, after everyone had their attunements, and she was saying that he didn't give you confidence. He was just reattaching it because it was separated. And that's what it felt. That's what it's felt like all these years. So my big reveal is that, yes, now I can say that I am the confident healer. I feel very confident about putting myself out there now, talking about my work, which I will be doing more in these podcast episodes. And I gained self-esteem and self-worth. What does that mean? How do you not have self-esteem and self-worth? You're putting out a podcast. You do healing work. Yeah, well, you can walk around in the world and not have these things and have a big deficit and not feel so great about yourself. And that has been my whole life's work, is to make myself feel better, which is why I call myself, that's why I teach self-love, right? Sharmila, the self-love expert, handle on IG, anybody, everybody. But doing this podcast, it helped me really develop that, because it was just so out of reach. I couldn't figure out how to instill that in myself. I have, you know, I've read many books. I've done many different types of treatments for it. Hypnotherapy, a lot of NLP. That's how I got into Reiki. And so many different types of modalities to help me believe in myself, because I didn't. And, you know, when you don't have that, when you don't believe in yourself, when you have never had a sense of worth. And it doesn't show up in all the places in my life. You know, I can talk to people, you know, I'm not an introvert. I have no problem doing things in the world, but when it came to anything about my abilities, my intelligence, it really made me feel very insecure, and I just sort of cocooned myself and was afraid to essentially, I guess, show parts of myself. And I never really considered myself smart or intelligent. I thought I had enough to get by. So those are symptoms of low self-esteem and low self-worth, and that stems from childhood, from being told that you're not worthy, like literally hearing those words and, you know, kind of being belittled for not being a good girl, which is like crazy, but yeah. And, you know, I spent many years blaming my parents and then trying to figure it out, because at some point as an adult, you have to fill that cup up that feels empty. So, and I don't think people realize just how debilitating it was, that it's been for me. And people would look at me and they would they'd just be like, you know, different coaches, like, you've got this. Like, if I hear you got this, I'm going to punch somebody. Not really, but, you know, it makes me want to punch someone, because like, no, I don't got this. Cause if I did, I'd be doing it. And, so how that shows up, like when you want to be an entrepreneur, you don't want to put flyers up with your face. When somebody would ask me, I remember I was doing a photo shoot my friend had unknowingly, I didn't realize it was her public relations work at play. But she got me an interview in a local magazine in the county that I live in, you know, one of those free weeklies. And the photographers are like, oh, well, what's Reiki? And I was like, so, you know, it like, is it work on your, the meridians is like similar to acupuncture? And I was like, well, no, I'm not sticking needles in anybody, but it, yes, it does work through the meridians, the energetic pathways of the body. And so I just would stumble because I just was like, gulp, because it's like, it was so esoteric for me to describe that I'm channeling energy and what's that. And, you know, sometimes I would get different reactions from people. I remember I was at a dinner with friends and with like older people that were, you know, my parents' age. And they were like, oh, Reiki, yeah, you know, you have to believe in that in order for it to work. And I just didn't argue with them. I was like, no, you don't. You don't have to believe in anything. All you have to do is just sit there and receive. If you're not open to receive, then that's another thing. But there's no belief system that you have to have in order to receive energy work. And but anyway, so just going back to how I felt about myself, the negative self-talk, I never felt good enough. And it's when you don't feel good enough and you're trying to have a business and, you know, I put up a website, I hated having my picture on it. And people would get frustrated with me because they just couldn't figure out why I couldn't get it together. And I remember a colleague had said to me, you know, it's all in your head. It's just psychological. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know that. That doesn't help me at all. Thanks for saying that, though. I know. I've been trying to unlock this shit for fucking years. And so what it took was, you know, that little meme where it says there's a circle and that's you and that's your comfort zone. And then outside of that circle, there's a little asterisk where it's outside and it says outside your comfort zone. And that's where the magic happens. Well, I mean, I've definitely, you know, put myself in uncomfortable situations, which is always, you know, whether it was doing an interview or doing these podcasts or whatever it's, you know, whatever I was doing, like a Facebook Live about the work that I was doing, that I'm doing. But yeah, constantly putting myself outside of my comfort zone in terms of letting people know that I have a podcast, which meant that I had to do the things I didn't like to do, which is post on social media to 4 different accounts, my personal one, my business one, the one for Instagram, and then for Soul Body Ojai, which is the wellness center and Kundalini yoga center that I work out of. And we have 2 accounts, one for Soul Body Ojai and the Facebook and Instagram account. And so I had to like post that. And then I had to rewrite the one for Soul Body because that has to be in the third person. So having to do that every week and posting that, it was, you know, it's exhausting because of the format of Instagram. Anyway, I won't go into that, but doing that every week just exercised that muscle that I never liked to work out, which was posting on social media. And then actually talking to people, other healers about confidence, gave me that community and that energy exchange. And it would just light up ideas in my head, like, oh, that's a great idea. You know, so I would just take their tips that they were giving out and applying them. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, boom, I've got self-worth. I feel worthy. I just never felt worthy. I know that sounds crazy. I know, but I never felt good enough. So if you would have told me, oh, and people did tell me like, oh, start a podcast. I was like, nah, no one's going to listen to it. Why would I do that? Why would I expend energy on something and get all excited and just to be disappointed? It just clicked after doing, I don't know how many, I think I did 30 episodes starting. I started interviewing people in the summer of last year and then started putting them out in September. It's almost a year now that I started putting them out for the public. And yeah, that's an amazing, it's been an amazing transformation. I did not expect to gain confidence and self-esteem and self-worth, because it was always like, if you look at it from a, like in a graph, like an economic graph, right? Like, so there's $0 and negative dollar. I was always in the negative. Sometimes I'd go up, but I couldn't sustain it. I couldn't sustain above zero, because I'd feel good for a day. And then the next day, the inner critic would come in and just be like, yeah, see, you didn't get a good response. That wasn't a good turnout. That was dumb. You shouldn't have done that. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you think you can do that. I don't know. I don't know why you think that you can be successful doing this. I mean, it's just those constant negative thoughts, this inner track that I just kept playing over and over again, it would stop me. And I still have some of those things in my head, but it just doesn't stop me. Isn't debilitating. I'm not like shutting off all the lights and going to my closet and just like rocking back and forth. You know, it doesn't put me into that emotional and mental and spiritual fetal position that I was in for so many years. And I just want to tell people who have suffered from low self-esteem and low self-worth being from your childhood, and you've tried all these different things, and you know, you might know what I'm talking about, that yeah, there's, it's not in all areas of your life, it's in certain areas that it shows up. For me, it was in my abilities. And so I just want to let you all know that if you go a little bit outside of your comfort zone and maybe talk to people about how they built their confidence or self-worth, and listen to what they tell you and start to apply some of it, and then figure out what you can do to apply it in your life, it'll start to build your confidence, your self-worth, your self-esteem. And I still can't believe that that's what happened. You know, who knew that naming it the Confident Healer, you become one? Oh my God, who knew? So to recap, I gained confidence by doing this podcast. And I gained that by talking to people, talking to other healers who did something similar to what I do, or just in the same, well, other healers, you know, we are in the same cohorts of sorts, if you want to say that. And, you know, that energy exchange of feeling their confidence and their self-worth in that moment, and the tips that they did. And I'm trying to think of, there was one, if there was a tip that stood out, but what I noticed was that their self-talk was different. And I, you know, it's, anyway, let me just finish that thought of the recap. So yeah, talking to that energy exchange of hearing other healers talk about how they built their confidence in order to have a business, in order to communicate to people what they do, rubbed off on me. And the other part of it was, you know, taking that action of going way outside of my comfort zone and having to weekly put it out there on social media. I had to email my list. That just sort of built that, like I said, it just built that muscle, that marketing muscle, that putting myself out there muscle. That was just so, you know, it was just such a vulnerable thing for me to do. And yeah, the result is, yeah, I gained self-worth and raised my self-esteem from nothing to having some, from a deficit to I'm in the black now. And I just want to thank everyone for listening, for being patient, and just I thank myself too for going through with this project. I had always wanted to I wanted my own talk show, and I was like, well, I should just start a podcast, because I didn't believe in myself enough to, you know, go out there and figure that out, figure out, you know, pitching to a producer, or I don't know, I don't even know how you would go about doing that. But so I just thought, well, you know, you just start here. And this has been a lot of fun. So that is the amazing result of doing this podcast, is becoming the confident healer. And I was thinking about this over the summer, about, you know, restarting again, or starting it back up, because I knew once I ended, once I stopped the momentum of putting episodes out and finding other healers to talk to about their confidence, I knew that it would take a lot of motivation to start back up again. And I also thought, well, God, now I feel confident. I don't know if I want to keep interviewing people about that, but it's still such a worthy subject, because everyone is different about how they build their confidence, or talk about how they have confidence in order to have their business as a healer. And so some of the other things that I'll be doing that'll be different for this second season is shortening. So my episodes are always under a half hour, because I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I can talk for an hour about X, Y, and Z. And then, but the conversations that I have with other people, I'm going to shorten them to 30 minutes. I'm also, after a few people have told me, you know, people don't know what you do, you should talk about Reiki. Oh my God. So yeah, I'm going to make some episodes about the go deep dive about what energy healing is, and get it all into that esoteric shit, man. So be ready, because it's going to be out there. And yeah, so I hope that you've been well. I have been well. And I hope my voice finds you in a wonderful place. And if it isn't, I hope you can find some upliftment in this episode and something else. So thank you all for listening, and I will see you next time. This is me, Sharmila Mali, the confident healer. Please listen for the next episode. Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you for listening. Please go to www.theconfidenthealer.net. This is the best place to listen to the podcast, and it's also where you can go and find the guest info in the show notes. Remember, there are three important actions to take to help grow the show. Invite others to listen, leave a review if you learned something new, or if you just learned something, and by leaving a donation. You can find the links on theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.